Everything I did early on was quite serious. I wrote a very, you know, I wrote a very good piece that's been reproduced in a couple of places. With the day my father died, and there was, you know, so these were all. That's not fiction. That's for real. So they were a mixture of essays and short stories.
Okay.
And the short stories were sort of based on events in my life. That again, I just used as. You know, the basis of a story, but they weren't, I will say they weren't tremendously imaginative. No, when I was the editor of The Rheumatologist, when I had a, you know, I had a piece a month, I was always on the lookout for something interesting, always, you know, and those are the, some of the best pieces, to be real honest with you. It was high spirited. It was fun. They gave me incredible latitude to try things. My writing, that was the best writing I did. Yeah, that was the best. In the Durham magazine, it was different. I had never written about Durham before, or this kind of, that kind of piece, but I had obviously written a lot of different kinds of material, mostly science. And so I had a lot of, you know, I had a lot of fun with it. I would sometimes get an assignment saying the theme of the issue is gardens. You know, I'd say, what do I know about gardens or something like that? So I would do research, you know, that, you know, what was, Duke has an excellent garden. So I learned about Duke Gardens. I wrote about Durham has senior games. It's part of a national thing, which is sort of athletic competition for older people. So I wrote about that. I wrote about town-gown relationships. I wrote a piece comparing New York City to Durham. So they were fun pieces, you know, not very serious.